Hey there, friends, it's Nick, and this is episode 468 of the Story Hacker Podcast. And I was thinking about this time, 15 or 16 years ago, I reckon I'd have been 4 or 5 years into building my agency, but we'd probably just about come through the the existential crisis of the dot-com bust. So, you know, we nearly died as a business during the dot-com bust, 2002, 2003, very difficult sort of period. But the time I'm talking about, we probably just about come out of that and we were just starting to gently grow. We were still small, still just a couple of us. And like many small businesses, we did our own IT. In fact, we probably did our own everything, really. We did our own print design. We did our own, you know, telephone answering. We, like lots of small businesses, when you have more time than you have money, you end up doing everything. Yeah, and one of the lovely things about success is that you end up flipping that so that you can focus on the things that you're really good at. Anyway, that's by the by. In this particular case, I was really frustrated because our IT, I think in terms of our kind of website and our email, was just not working very well. I think we had back then, even though we were a web development company, our own website and our own email was handled by a relatively small business close by, one that my colleague had worked at before. And it had been fine, but it was obviously lacking, maybe it was lacking some of the new sexy things you could do with email, you know, like autoresponders and all that kind of thing. Maybe it was going down the odd time. Maybe we weren't getting our website updated as quickly as we wanted and all that kind of stuff. And I've been thinking about this thing for months, knowing that we needed to change and not doing anything about it, or not doing anything, not taking any action, right? And then I remember this really clearly. One day I came into the office early, as I always did, and something was wrong. It was, I think the website was down. And I just finally flipped, you know, not in a kind of going postal kind of way, but I flipped that switch in my head, which went from the pain of doing this is now smaller than the pain of not doing this. Do you know that feeling where you finally tip over the edge and you start down the slope on the other side? And my mate came into the office and I said, listen, let's just call the clients. By the way, we were a service business. This is one of the reasons why it, you know, the pain had been very, it felt very real, because our business was based on service. So the idea of losing our website for a while or losing our email for a while was extremely salient to me. And but we got to the stage where I just said, listen, I'm going to call the clients. I'll email all the clients now and say we're going dark and we'll just do this thing. And we did it. And I was thinking about this recently, because last week, as you may know if you listened to the podcast last week, I ended up putting the new website live. And that's a website that I talked about doing, I think, to you in August sometime, maybe early, maybe late August, something like that. It's been on my mind for a long time. I knew I had to do it, but I hadn't done it. I just nibbled around the edges at it. And there's this phrase that I've come across again recently. I've heard it before, but it's so relevant. The guys at tinylittlebusinesses.com use it a lot, but it's a Zen saying. And the saying is, to know and not to do is not yet to know. To know and not to do is not yet to know. And how many of us are like this? We know what we should do, but we don't do it. We know what we should do, but we don't do it. And, you know, it amazes me. Sometimes I just want to bash my head against a brick wall, because it amazes me how often I need to learn the same lesson. And one of those lessons is that if you do things, things happen. Things improve. Well, okay, they don't always improve if you do things, but you always learn. And it's generally one of those two things. Sometimes it's both. You know, you might, if you take an action, you might get a good result. You might get a bad result. But generally, when you get a bad result, you learn something about the world. You can improve your model of the world. You can make better choices next time. So, you know, in story, I said this before, in story we show character, we reveal character through action. It's not what characters say, it's what they do. And this is, of course, it's the same in life. And, you know, the wisdom in that saying is the same thing, essentially. It's we learn through taking action. We move forward through taking action. So why the hell does it take so long for us to do the things we know we should be doing? Why is that? Because if we can start to build taking action into our character, you know, I talked recently about how discipline can become identity. And also, you know, the conversation I had last week with my daughter, which I've mentioned on this, where she's, you know, she's got aspirations to be a creative writer, but she's very nervous about showing anyone her stuff. You know, and if you've read Jobs by Walter Isaacson, the biography of Steve Jobs, you know, there's that classic moment. It's part of Apple myth and legend, really, where Jobs is trying to motivate the first Mac team. He's trying to motivate the first Mac team, and they're all fiddling over the details. And he writes on the whiteboard, "Real artists ship." I just said that extremely carefully. Real artists ship. In other words, unless Abby can get her creative writing out of the door and into people's hands, she's not really a creative writer. Unless I can do the work on the website and put it into the world, it doesn't really exist, right? It's not making any difference. And of course, the website is not finished. It's never finished. But as a platform for further action, it now exists in the world. And, you know, although I had plenty of client work to do last week, I had some unexpected time in the margins. And I flipped, and I partly flipped because I've got an accountability partner. And I said to my friend Matt, "I'm going to do some stuff. I'm going to do this between now and Christmas." And there it is. Now it exists. And I will start to learn whether it works or whether it doesn't work at storiesmeanbusiness.com, by the way, if you haven't checked it out. And I shall be further refining it over the next couple of months. So here's the question, here's the thing. And I think it's a lesson we constantly have to learn. The world opens up to action. You know, if we take consistent action, we improve our state. We don't always get good results, but we continually improve our position, either just through understanding, but we improve our position, right? So what is it you're not doing? What is it you're not doing that you need to do? And it's okay that you've been told this before, because there's still stuff like me, there's still stuff that you are not doing. And maybe if you're nodding your head at the end of this podcast and saying, "Yeah, I know that action is important, doing things is important, but you are not yet doing them," you should consider that a sign. Thanks for listening, and remember, your story means business.